Nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ commented on the human fascination in the weather. He said, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times?" What did Jesus mean by the signs of the times? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News program, presented by the publishers of the Good News magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
What is in store for mankind? You know, anyone who watches the weather knows that conditions can change rapidly. Destructive storms can suddenly materialize, wreak havoc, then dissipate as quickly as they started. According to the Bible, one day a catastrophic storm, both of natural and human-driven events, will hit with full fury. Startling and frightening biblical prophecies will be fulfilled. Will you be ready? Today we're discussing Bible prophecy and hope for human survival with Pastor Steve Myers, who joins us in the Good News Radio studios here outside Cincinnati, Ohio. Steve, welcome back.
Good to be here, Gary.
You know, I think many people sort of assume that Bible prophecy is all doom and gloom and bad news and traumatic events and bad things. Is it all bad news?
It's easy to think that way, but really what your Bible says is that there's bad news, sure, but ultimately there's good news that lies ahead. So we have Good News Radio because ultimately there is good news. Jesus Christ himself compared this Bible prophecy of end times, he compared it to birth pangs of a woman travailing in birth. And of course there's a lot of pain that's involved in that, but when you get past the birth itself, how does a mother feel? How does a new father feel? I mean, it is tremendous. It is awesome. It is wonderful to have Christ himself compared it to that. Yes, there's difficult times that lie ahead, but God's in control. He's the one that's working things out. He has a plan. He has a purpose. And ultimately, good news is what's there in the end.
You know, people look at the Bible and there's all this prophecy and all these symbolisms and all these different interpretations. I mean, really, can we really know the future?
Isn't that the question? Well, it's so intriguing. We want to know the answer. We as human beings seek that understanding of what is just out there, just ahead. And so we want to know that. You can believe your Bible. The Bible is plain, and there are prophecy after prophecy that are very detailed. Hundreds of prophecies in your Bible, not only prophecies that foretell the future, but prophecies that have already been fulfilled. In a sense, we can know that these prophecies that are on the horizon will be fulfilled because we can read our Bibles to see how many have already been fulfilled. And so we have proof in that sense. Yes, there is history that is told in advance, and it's found in the pages of your Bible.
You know, I guess when we look at Bible prophecy, one of the things that really people fall into sort of a pit as they try to find all these details of exact events. But the Bible gives us some details, but basically it gives us an overview.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when you look at different prophecies, especially in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament for that matter, we're given general outlines of what will be happening. Some things are very specific, very precise, but when you get into times and exactly when this and that, we're given more generalities than anything else. But undoubtedly, we know that God does foretell the future. He says in Isaiah 46 and verse 9, he says he declares the end from the beginning. And so that's very clear. God has a plan that is going to be coming about. And God is powerful enough and he's awesome enough that he can make sure that it happens. He even said, you know, I foretell it and I bring it to pass. That's in Isaiah 46 as well. And so it's an amazing thing that God not only can bring these prophecies about, but he works with you and I. He works with mankind so that we can understand them. So it's not something that we have to wonder about, well, what does this mean and what does that mean? If we allow the Bible to interpret the Bible, God to interpret himself, in other words, that he does allow us to understand. He gives us an insight, you might say, into understanding prophecy.
You know, Amos says that surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Now, a lot of people come along and claim that God has revealed to them prophecy. But what does Amos, or what does God mean when he says that through Amos?
Well, the key is his servants. Who are his servants? Who are really God's servants? Who are doing the will of God? And I think that's part of the key there, is God reveals these things, but who are truly following him? Who are those that are doing the will of God? If we're not doers of his word, then we're in trouble. Then we're just doing our own thing, and we're claiming things like Nostradamus or anybody else that might be at your grocery store aisle at the checkout.
Oh, yeah, the little pamphlets.
Yeah, everybody's seen those kinds of things. And the problem is, you know, anyone can say what they want, but if you stray from the truth of your Bible, if you stray from the understanding that God gives and try to take that on yourself or make your own interpretations, God says that's a false prophet. That is false understanding. And so if you're not doing God's will, you're not going to be following what he has mapped out through his prophecy.
So in other words, if it's not based in the Bible, then it's not from God.
That's absolutely true. And boy, do we see that all around us in society today. People base their understanding on everything but the truth of God.
We want to take a break here, but we're going to tell you about the literature author of today's program, and then we'll be right back with Steve Byers.
For thousands of years, people have been fascinated with predictions of the end of the world. Jesus Christ spoke of a future time so horrendous that no human beings would be spared unless those days were shortened. Did he have our time in mind? The eye-opening booklet, Are We Living in the Time of the End?, examines exactly what Jesus Christ, his apostles, and the biblical prophets of old really said about the intriguing days they refer to as the time of the end. You don't want to miss out on this valuable information. Call 1-800-966-9232. There is no cost or obligation. The material is absolutely free, provided as an educational service in the public interest. So please call 1-800-966-9232 for your free booklet.
Welcome back. We've been discussing Hope for Human Survival on Good News Radio with Steve Myers. You know, Steve, we realize that the Bible gives general prophecies about the future, but let's talk a little about Jesus Christ's specific predictions concerning conditions and events that would happen before his second coming, because he gave some very specific
things. Christ said very direct comments about the future, our future, for that matter. Luke chapter 21, verse 31, Jesus Christ himself said, "When you see these things happening, you know the kingdom of God is near." So when you look at Matthew 24, you look at Mark 13, really, I'd encourage people to read Luke 21.
Those are called the Olivet Prophecy.
Olivet Prophecy, that's right. Those are parallel accounts. They basically say the same things throughout those different Gospels, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. And Christ says these things are going to happen just before he returns. Just as he returns. And it's interesting, he said these things before he was crucified. And he predicts and he summarizes and he gives those conditions and events that will affect our time, will affect our world, and lead up to his return. And it's interesting because one of the very first warning signs that he talks about is religious deception. Now, you might not think that would be the case. Here's Jesus Christ, who is truth, who is might, who is right. And the first thing he warns about is false religion, false deceptive religion. And if you look at Matthew 24, right at the very beginning of that chapter, he says in answer to his disciples' question, because they wanted to know too. They wanted to know. They asked him, when will this happen? When will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? You see, they had the same questions that we do, and they were intrigued by the whole thing as well. And what was the first thing that Jesus Christ said? Well, in verse 5, he says, "Many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ." And what do you think they will do? Well, Christ said they would deceive many. And so, when we talk about false religion, it's everywhere.
So this isn't just Buddhism or Hinduism. I mean, from a Christian viewpoint, this is also false Christianity.
False Christianity, absolutely. These are not only those blatantly obvious unchristian faiths, it is also including those that sound Christian. They look Christian. They have the appearance of worshiping God, worshiping Jesus Christ. And this is widespread. It's massive deception. This isn't just a little false area over here or a little area over. This is all over. Now, you might say, well, how is that possible? You know, isn't there truth in all these religions? Isn't this all wonderful? Well, no, it's not. In fact, you go right back to the beginning of the New Testament church. Only 20 years after the crucifixion of Christ, we find, whether it be in Galatians, whether it be in the Corinth church, we have false teachings already beginning all the way back there. Paul said, I can't believe how quickly you've turned away from the true gospel. And so if that's already happening just 20 years after the death of Christ, what's it like today? There's just widespread falsehood. And so what happens, I think, is that it becomes many times a gospel about Jesus, that Jesus, yes, he's the Christ, but they miss his teaching. They don't really understand. Well, what is the gospel that Jesus Christ himself taught? And religion has become removed from that. They don't even know the message that Jesus Christ taught.
What's some of the other things that Jesus mentioned in those prophecies?
Well, right after religious deception, Matthew 24, remember those three sections, Mark 13, Luke 21, they immediately begin to talk about war. And all you got to do is turn on the TV to begin to see these things are all around us. Christ predicted these things, war. And, of course, the things that followed war, he also talked about as indications that we're there. We're at the threshold of the return of Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of these prophecies. So when you have war, some of the automatic outcomes, well, you have disease. You have famine as a result of war as well, because we've destroyed our crops. We've ruined things because of the battles of war, that those things are natural consequences. And so those are all indications of what Christ said would be the things that would come, as well as natural disasters, earthquakes. And we find those in the news more and more as we turn on our televisions as well. And so all of these kinds of things, you know, Christ talked about, he predicted, he said, would be indications that we're right at the brink. We're at the end.
Okay. But, you know, Steve, there's always been famines. There's always been wars. There's always been religious confusion. There's always been earthquakes. How is this time predicted by Jesus Christ different than, you know, what's happened in the Middle Ages or World War II? I mean, in fact, there were many religious people in the United States in World War II who thought that was the end time.
That's right.
So, I mean, how is this time that he's talking about different than what humanity has been doing to itself for thousands of years?
Well, the reason it's different is because Jesus himself said it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back, what does our Bible say? The Bible specifically quotes Jesus Christ. It's not just one of the apostles saying it, but Jesus Christ himself said, Matthew 24, verse 21, 22, he said that this time would be such great tribulation, or some translations say a great distress, and it says, such as there never before has been and will never be again. So, yeah, I think you could make the argument we've always had these things. But now we're talking about something that's different, something that takes it to the extreme, you might say, an ultimate distress, a great tribulation. And so nothing compares to it since the past and will ever happen again. So it's unprecedented, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is totally different. And those are the conditions that he talked about. And those events are shown throughout your Bible. In fact, not only in the Gospels, but also the book of Revelation talks about these things at all. And all the way to the point that it will threaten life itself on earth.
So threaten life itself. Okay. Does the Bible tell us then, can we look ahead and say that the future for mankind is just extinction, we're going to destroy ourselves?
I think most people think that in some way or other, maybe in the back of their mind. They think the end of the world. You can't help but hear the word Armageddon, and people will automatically think, oh, the end of the world, the world's going to blow up. In fact, I saw on television just the other day someone talking about it, and the next image they showed was the earth just exploding. But, you see, your Bible doesn't reveal that. It says, no, that's not what's going to happen. Yes, life could be threatened, but the problem is it won't be, because God will step in. In fact, the Matthew 24, 22 says, but for the sake of God's elect, or God's chosen, that time will be cut short. So that will not be allowed to happen. And so as you look at those things, that time of trouble, that great tribulation, all of these things, humanity will be right there at the brink. It's going to look like that is the only thing that will happen. That's the ultimate conclusion of things. But God says, nope, I'm going to intervene. I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to allow mankind to exterminate himself. And that's where we get into the good news.
Okay, so we've been talking about lots of bad news, and I want to talk about some good news. When God will intervene to stop humanity's drive towards total destruction, and we'll be back in the next segment to talk about the good news.
Where in the world are we headed? Can we know? Can we know what lies ahead? Where are world conditions and trends taking us? Does Bible prophecy tell us what we should expect in the coming months and years? The answer is yes. Many Bible prophecies are quite clear that increasingly cataclysmic events will occur on this earth before God's direct intervention. You can know these answers. The publishers of the Good News magazine would like to send you an absolutely free booklet concerning biblical prophecies of these end times. Request your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End? Call 1-800-966-9232. This material is provided free as a public service by the sponsors of this radio program. Understanding end-time Bible prophecy is possible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End?
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News magazine absolutely free. The Good News magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
Once again, the number to call for your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End is 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. You know, we've been talking a lot about some bad news. So, Steve, let's talk about some good news, okay? This is something that I think a lot of Christians have debated over the years. What does the Bible tell us? Is Jesus Christ literally going to return to this earth?
Yes. No doubt that he will. Now, some people will argue with that, but if you go to your Bible, read your Bible, Zechariah 14:4, it says, in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Now, if you're standing on the Mount of Olives, where are you? Well, you're on the earth. You're on the earth. And so it's very plain. The Bible is very plain. You know, you're not wafting off to heaven. Christ is returning to this earth to establish his kingdom. What did he tell his disciples? He said, if I go, I will come again. And he was standing in their presence when he said that. And so he said, I'm coming back. I am coming. So it's got to be a literal thing. In fact, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 says the same thing, that Christ would be coming and that there would be a kingdom that he would have charge of and that it would include all peoples, nations, and languages would serve him. That's what it says there in Daniel chapter 7. And so when you talk specifically about that, he's ruling over physical people. What are nations? What are these people with different languages? Well, they're literal people of literal nations of all the world. And so your Bible clearly describes the fact that he's going to rule over a flesh and blood human being. So it's very clear.
Okay, now this is exciting. So we all get very excited about this. So now we want to know, when is it going to happen? I mean, can we know exactly when Christ is coming back so we can all go to our rooftops and,
you know, we can all turn on our news.
That's right.
And it'll be good for a change, right? That's it. We want to know when, but unfortunately, our Bible goes back to one of those generalities again. It says that no one knows that day or that hour, not even the angels, but only the Father, only the Father. That's Matthew 24, verse 36. So we're not told. But it also tells us, Matthew 25, verse 1, it says, you don't know either the day or the hour. And so specifically right down to that time, we don't know. But certainly there are generalities that show us that it is going to happen. We know we're getting closer. We know we're going to be closer.
Well, Matthew 24 talks about all those things getting worse and worse.
Right.
And all we have to do is study history. It's getting worse and worse all the time.
Absolutely. And now there, it's also an indication that it is going to be sudden because, in a sense, haven't we got used to bad news? Yeah. We've gotten used to it now. We know that there's bad things that are going to be happening. And so we're kind of, you know, used to it in that sense. But the Bible says it's going to happen suddenly. Even though we can see all the signs, suddenly it's going to be a quick kind of a thing that is going to take place. So we look in Matthew 24:37. It talks about the coming of the Son of Man and that it's going to be kind of a sudden thing. It's going to be like that. People are going to be watching the news. They're going to be eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage is what it says there in Matthew 24. And just like when it began to rain, when Noah was in the ark, that's what's going to happen. The flood is going to come before we even realize it if we're not on the watch. And that's the key, I think. Jesus Christ said these things would lead up to his return, but we better watch out. We better be prepared. We better be ready for that time.
In fact, many times he talks about watch.
Absolutely.
I mean, many of his prophecy talks about watching, being prepared. So obviously, if he warned us over and over again, our proclivity is to not watch and not be prepared.
Yeah, we kind of take it easy. We get out of the mode of actually being vigilant. And over, your Bible will tell you that. 1 Thessalonians 5:4, don't be in darkness, it says, so this day should take you as a thief. So that gives us an idea, you know, it could come suddenly in that sense, and we better be prepared. Matthew 24:32 says the same thing. It talks about a fig tree in that and uses this kind of odd metaphor of a fig tree that, you know, hey, the leaves come out, guess what? It's getting close to summer, and that means there's going to be some fruit. So we know we're getting closer in that sense, so we better recognize the signs. And so many of the prophecies give us very specific details of when these things are going to come about. And so that's why it's very vital, I think, for people to study the prophecies of the Bible so that they can be prepared.
But, you know, all this heady stuff, prophecy and how exciting and being able to know the future. But, you know, there's something more practical here, and that is, what do we do to prepare? I mean, knowing something and being a true Christian are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what should Christians do to prepare for those events?
I think it's really fairly simple. One of the things they can do is keep listening to this program. Read your Bible. They can order the literature. These things will help them to understand world events. It will help them to understand the pages of their Bible. It will help them in their hearing so that they can recognize these things a little bit better. And, of course, the direction comes from God himself. And that's what we're trying to have people understand as well, that people would understand, let's not sleep. You know, let's awake. Let's realize the writing on the wall. We've got to, like the Bible says, watch and be sober. Be on the alert, it says in Mark chapter 13, verse 35. Be on the alert. You know, if you're listening to this program, you've got some understanding that God is opening your mind. And you better look more thoroughly into these things. Begin to seek God out more effectively in your life. We can pray. Have we been praying to God? You know, have we been asking him to open our minds, helping us as these times come that, you know, there will be some difficult things on the horizon. And we don't want to go through those things if we don't have to. So we can pray to God and ask him to be with us and hold fast to the truth we have. Don't let it get away from us. Don't let the cares of everything that's going on in the world, you know, divert our attention. We've got to keep that focus. And so what is your life like? You know, have you thought about what's important in your life? Have you examined yourself? Have you really looked at yourself and realized that I need to have a relationship with God in order to more effectively be closer to him and then understand more thoroughly what are in the pages of the Bible?
And, of course, if someone dies today, Jesus Christ, in effect, comes for them today. So this isn't just about preparing for some future event. It's being ready now.
Absolutely. We don't know the exact time, and lots of things could happen in the meantime, but you know, our end could come sooner than the end.
So we know, we have to wrap it up here, but we know that the kingdom of God is going to be a literal kingdom set up by Jesus Christ on the earth.
That's what your Bible says, absolutely.
So there really is hope for me.
There is hope. There's a tremendous hope. The kingdom of God will be a tremendous time of peace and prosperity. prosperity and love. And God promises us, as we're close to Him, He says, I will keep you from the hour of trouble. And so in that sense, God gives us His promises that it is good news in the end for us.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for being on the program today.
Is there hope for human survival?
Yes, but it's not through military power, free markets, or the United Nations. It can only happen because Jesus Christ is coming to this earth to establish God's kingdom here on the earth. If you would like to get your free copy of our booklet that we're offering today, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Where in the world are we headed? Can we know? Can we know what lies ahead? Where are world conditions and trends taking us? Does Bible prophecy tell us what we should expect in the coming months and years? The answer is yes. Many Bible prophecies are quite clear that increasingly cataclysmic events will occur on this earth before God's direct intervention. You can know these answers. The publishers of the Good News magazine would like to send you an absolutely free booklet concerning biblical prophecies of these end times. Request your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End? Call 1-800-966-9232. This material is provided free as a public service by the sponsors of this radio program. Understanding end-time Bible prophecy is possible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End?
You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.